Hello, everybody, and welcome to the brand new Note to Self podcast. What this show will consist of is basically some of the funniest Note to Self tweets on the internet from people who experience some funny things. Many of them have a lot in common, and we'll do this every week. If you have a note to self you think would be good for the show, you can email it to me, jmalbers@indiana.edu, or tweet it to me at justin_albers. I hope you enjoy the show. Let's get into it now. I'm going to start with the tweet that inspired me to start this podcast. It comes from Haley Perengal. I'm probably pronouncing that last name wrong. Forgive me. She says, note to self, don't drink a bottle and a half of wine by yourself to pregame the club. At Philly D writes, note to self, when filming back-to-back podcasts, don't get drunk during the first one, LOL. At Maddie L. Fernie writes, note to self, don't drink coffee before bed. This is actually a popular one on this week's episode. It seems like it's fairly obvious not to drink caffeine before bed, but evidently a lot of people have this problem. On to the next one. At patriotic_LPN1 writes, note to self, just because it pops into my head does not mean it should come out of my mouth. At Tasman1975, note to self, again, you do not like wine, you can't drink wine, stay away from wine, it is sent by the devil and is not your friend. That's probably one of my favorite ones for this week, and once again, related to regretting decisions made about alcohol. And speaking about regretting decisions, Mallory Ann writes, note to self, every decision I make after 2 a.m. is a bad one. That's a pretty good rule of thumb for life, one your parents probably talk to you about, and nothing really good ever happens after midnight, but especially after 2 a.m. At Caroline_DeWald writes, note to self, stop drinking coffee after midnight. Another person, evidently, that didn't realize caffeine would keep you awake. Kristen writes, note to self, stop looking at Nike shoes because you're broke as fuck. Yeah, she might have to settle for some New Balance or Skechers for her next pair of shoes. Another one with coffee at night. Deez writes, note to self, do not drink coffee after 11 p.m. So we've now had after 11 p.m., we've had after midnight, and we've had before bed three different times, but pretty much the same thing. Kevin Tirado writes, note to self, don't go to Walmart at 11:30 p.m. I would probably add don't go to Walmart at all, but especially late at night, you never know what you're going to see in that place, and your safest bet is probably just to avoid it at all costs. Bree writes, don't drink tequila and then read sad excerpts from poetry books. At Pat writes, note to self, you're just bored. You're not hungry. Control yourself. At Lamsung Galaxy, clever Twitter handle, by the way. He writes, note to self, drink normal water, not sparkling water, before running. Seemed like common sense to me, but maybe not. Allegedly writes, note to self, don't put wine in the freezer. I've never tried this, so I'm not sure exactly what it does, but I'm also not sure what would bring you to put it in the freezer in the first place. I'm not sure. I mean, if you wanted the wine cold, how about you just put a couple ice cubes in it? But that's just my opinion. Charlotte Elizabeth writes, note to self, new fake name to use at the bars is Janet Snakehole. I'm going to leave it at that, but it definitely has me intrigued to know more about that fake name. Matt Watson writes, note to self, never buy a woman's shoes. She'll walk right out of your life. Again, pretty good rule of thumb for life. And another reason why you don't want to buy women's shoes is because chances are it won't be the only pair that you buy them. Sydney writes, note to self, don't swim for 3 hours. You'll turn into a flaming hot Cheeto. Scarlett writes, note to self, don't speak to anyone while you're drunk. And while that seems like a decent thing to do, I would also argue that it's probably more unhealthy not to speak to anyone while you're drunk, because that likely means that you're drinking all alone, or you're at a party and you're drinking, but you're not talking to anyone. So maybe don't text anyone while you're drunk, but I'm not sure about the whole not talking to anybody. But that's just me. Dalton Frank writes, note to self, when shooting mom's rabbits, remember to dispose of them, because she will turn green. Now that one leaves a lot. I mean, we need to know more information there. It's it's just funny that he puts the emphasis on the fact that his mom will turn green and not on the fact that he's shooting his mom's rabbits like that's a normal activity. Root writes, note to self, drinking an energy drink at 8 o'clock at night while driving is like feeding a gremlin past midnight. Wide awake, dot, dot, dot. Dakota writes, note to self, never drink a cup of tea the size of your head before bed. You'll be up all night peeing. Dakota, either you have a really small head or you have a really large teacup, because it's hard for me to believe you actually drink a cup of tea the size of your head. Sabrina V13 writes, note to self, do not self-diagnose with Google. This is a good one, I think, because it's something a lot of us do. And I think we're right to do it because there's so much information out there on the internet about all the things that could be wrong. And doctors are spending less and less time in the rooms with their patients these days. So it's good to have a background knowledge and be able to bring up potential possibilities to your doctor when you do see him. But on the flip side of it, you can just drive yourself crazy if you look up your symptoms and find everything that could be causing it, and then you end up freaking out and it's just a minor cold. So that's probably not a good thing. Sabrina, thanks for that advice. Gigi writes, note to self, grits look deceivingly like mashed potatoes. Devastatingly, they are not. Another good one. I don't know that many people that like grits, but I know a lot of people that like mashed potatoes, and you should be able to differentiate the two based on what meal you're having. But if you're for some reason having grits for dinner or mashed potatoes for breakfast, then that's a good rule of thumb as well. Mike Wazowski writes, note to self, stapling yourself in the hand really hurts. Good to know. Kendall Pollard writes, note to self, don't cook bacon in a tank top. Note to self, next time you're trying to rock a backless dress, don't use masking tape to hold down the ladies. Now that's a funny one. You can get an image in your head of that one. Chandler Dean writes, note to self, after learning a name, repeat under breath 100 times to remember. Better to seem crazy than a selfish jerk, which you are. Now that's probably one of my top two favorite ones from this week, because I'm one of those people that is really good at recognizing faces but never remembers anybody's names, at least for a couple of months, unless there's a particular reason why I should. It usually goes in one ear and out the other because I'm focusing on something else when they tell me their name, and I never hear it and I'm not paying attention. So I'm sure there's a lot of people like me, and learning people's names is an important practice, especially in business, because people really admire those that can remember their name, and it's impressive to people. So I think that's something maybe I need to try. Natalie Burkett writes, note to self, be cautious around children at work when sunburned. They'll relentlessly poke and scratch it for fun. Mike Green writes, note to self, do not buy a used bicycle on Lexington Craigslist anytime soon. And this tweet comes in response to one that says, hey, Lexingtonians, look out for a naked male on a bicycle tonight. Only in Kentucky. That's it for this week's episode, the debut episode of Note to Self. Again, if you have a note to self that you think would be great for the show, funny, interesting, you can tweet it at me, @Justin_Albers. You can also email me, jmalbers@indiana.edu. If you like the podcast, please share it with your friends. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Find it on SoundCloud and Stitcher as well. I hope you enjoy, and I look forward to hearing your feedback on the show. Until next time, Justin Albers signing out.